today I would like to talk the key point of the practice in terms of the faith. Gakudo Yojinshu points to watching in Buddhist training. Number 9, page 57, Dogen Zenji mentions to study the way is to try to become one with it, to forget even a trace of enlightenment. Those who would practice the way should first of all believe in it. Those who believe in the way should believe that they have been in the way from the very beginning, subject to neither delusion, illusive thoughts, and confused ideas, nor increase, decrease, and mistaken understanding. Engendering belief like this, clarify the way and practice it accordingly. This is the essence of studying the way. So, the essence of the practice, practicing the way, is to believe that you are present in, right in the midst of the way, subject to neither delusion, illusive thought, and confused ideas, nor increase, decrease, and mistaken understanding. this is the first important point. If you want to continue to practice spiritual life, I think we should believe in that you are constantly present in the way and are not deluded, not having the elusive thought, or with no increase, no decrease, and no mistaking understanding, something like that. I think this is what is called one world. Which makes two worlds. A world of the intellect and the sensational world, or intellect, the world of intellect or senses, okay, and a world of so-called spiritual life. Okay. I think according to the essence of Buddhism by D.T. Suki, we are studying Buddhist wisdom and compassion through that textbook. He mentions the most of people believe world is one only in a world of intellect. But he mentions, anyway, there are two worlds, intellectual and spiritual. But those are not separate, those are one. So, we create there is only one world which makes two worlds constantly, and two worlds makes in one world. This is the reality we live in. We live in constantly. So that one world is really pure and clean. But it's not the pure and clean separate from world of intellect or senses. It's connected. But on the other end, a world of the senses or intellect is not separate from anyway. This one world, it's always connected. That's why, in a sense, one world is constantly manifesting a state of purity and cleanness, undefiled. If you touch it, you will burn out. If you don't touch, your life is frozen. So this is Song of a Dual Mirror mentions about this point. It's very difficult to say, but that is a reality. That's why we have to understand that one world as clear as we can through the practice and through the understanding with your wisdom as best as we can. We have to understand. So yesterday I mentioned that one word is exactly very thin partition between complete sleep and waking up. Okay. The very beginning of the waking up is not kind of waking up, not concept of the waking up, but temporarily I say the first thought, but this is not thought, but it's thought, because it is at the very first, okay? So that is a partition, partition, okay? But this partition is very thin, very thin. So the last moment of coming out of the complete sleep, the last moment, is exactly the first, very first moment of entering the waking up. So that petition is very difficult to say what it is, because it is complete sleep. You don't know you are. You don't know though you are sleeping. Okay, this is a complete sleep. On the other hand, you're waking up. This world, two worlds there, but two worlds are not separated. But we believe they are separate. That is intellectual understanding, dualistic. But a world is both are functioning in the same one ground, so-called partition. This partition is very thin, but I am talking about this partition with the enormous boundless expanse in the space, okay? Enormous spatial expanse. So it is very cubic dimension. It has very cubic dimension of the partition, okay? It's not thing of paper. Okay? But temporarily I say partition, you know, very plain dimension, but it's not plain. It's very cubic. Okay? But let me say like this. So when you come out of the sleep and then entering the waking up, that real moment, you don't know. You never know. But there is. That is a practice. We don't know what's going on there. For instance, okay? According to the awakening of the faith, at the Tathagata stage, Buddha knows the final of the fine vibration of the mind, okay? Among the fine vibration of the mind, there is the finest vibration there, very minute vibration, okay, of the mind. Because mind is constantly moving, okay? Even though you say moment, the Abhidharma course says moment consists of 65 instances. You know, if so, what is a moment, you know? So moment is a very fine vibration of the mind, but it is still there is a finest vibration of the mind within the moment. That is at the 65th vibration of mind. How can you touch it? You don't know what it is, but it's there. But through the Zazen, you can know. You can know this. Notice this one. So if you have completely, if you are engaged in a perfect state of concentration, okay? Let's see your mind in Zazen. And then you really feel exactly the planting into the Samadhi. But still you can see the very minute vibration of the mind, so-called perfect, you know, concentration, okay? Perfect state of plunging into Samadhi. You can see, oh, I am now plunging into the perfect Samadhi now. Something like this is very minute. A vibration of the mind by what you can realize what you are doing, what is a mind, okay? But no matter how long you realize, you recognize this minute movement, vibration of the mind, you never be free from vibration, no. Because even though you say, I am perfect calm now, that is already vibration. For thinking, not thinking, begets thinking. So perfect realization of the perfect Samadhi begets, you know, vibration of the mind. So you never be free from vibrations. So how do you be free from this very minute vibration of the mind from moment to moment? It's very difficult to say. How do you do it? No, we don't know. But this is Tathagata stage, according to the awakening of the faith. It is true. So finally, that is that the place, that the one world where the very minute vibration of the mind can be realized, okay, by Buddha's Tathagata. At that time, Buddha Tathagata knows how to live there. Because whichever you think, no matter how long you cognize or you realize that very minute vibration of the mind, you never stop vibrating your mind. So how do you stop vibrating your mind? This is. It's very simple, very simple. But it's very simple, but it's too simple to know. So all you have to do is just be there. Just be. So Tathagata, stop. Stop vibrating. Tathagata knows how to stop vibrating means just be exactly, okay, with no second person, no second thought. That is exactly. This is total by working, dynamic working.
Okay.
You become exactly one. So that is the, I think the Buddha nature. You know, the in chapter Buddha nature, Dogen Zenji mentions here. A little bit difficult, the terms there, but let me read. Therefore, the self and environment of sentient being, whole being, is not in the least involved in the waxing influences of karma. This is the usual worldly affairs, our karmic life, okay? Is not bred by illusory causations, does not come into being naturally, is not practiced or realized through miraculous powers. While sentient beings, whole being, contingent on the power of karma or on causes or on coming into being naturally, then the realization of all saints and the enlightenment of all Buddhas and the eye pupils of Buddhas and patriarchs also would be produced in these ways. And they are not. The entire world is completely free of all dusts as object to the self. Right here, there is no second person. Right here, there is no second person. Karmic life. How can you be free from karmic life? So by realization of the karmic life, you can be free from karmic life. But what do you mean, realization of karmic life? That is still vibration of the mind. So real karmic life, you have to understand what is karmic life. Karmic life is not the karmic life separate from the this Buddhist world, one world. Okay? But if you say, by realization of the karmic life, I will be free from karmic life. This is already karmic. You believe that karmic life is separate. So, that's why he says karmic life is exactly Buddhist word, all sentient whole being, anyway. Means whole universe. If so, we believe no karmic life? Yes, it is. Here is a karmic life because it is very closely connected with the one world, the so-called whole beings. That's why it exists. Okay? If so, we cannot be free from, but you can be free from because it is. Free from means no karmic life because it is exactly connected with one world, so-called whole universe. Means the karmic life is exactly, you know, whole world except by itself. Not karmic life is whole world. Okay? Karmic life exactly. Whole world, no partition between. This is a reality of the karmic life, reality of the samsaric world, which is constantly going in the realm of this partition I mentioned. Okay? How can you say the very first moment of the karmic life? When you get into the karmic life, Can't you say the very first moment of karmic life? Nothing to say. It's very pure. So it's immediately connected to, you know, eternal world, so truth. So it's very vast. Vastness of karmic life means more nothing. No concept, no perception of karmic life. But on the other hand, as long as you get into karmic life, there is karmic life. It's very clear. So we say karmic life there. Okay? But a karmic life is not separate from the truth. That's why karmic life is very closely connected. That's why karmic life exists. Okay? This is a little bit difficult to understand, but that's why you can consider about this state of the partitioning, where what's going on there. Okay? When you think what's going on there in the realm of partition between. So you can see, it is not dream, it is not waking up. It is a something. So waking up, sleeping, sleep, completely bath, come into other one. There. Nothing to leave, any trace. But if so, nothing, yes it is. You can go any place. So that is a dead end, but it's not dead end, it's the beginning. So you can go a world of waking up, you can go a world of one world, eternity. You can go any place. So this is the so-called one person with no second person. Exactly. This is called belief. It's belief. With no confusions, no perverted views, no increase or decrease. Okay? No misunderstanding. Because it is very pure nature of reality, which is going on from moment to moment. Every life is going exactly like this. Not only the waking up, when you stand up here, right here, right now, where is the very inception of the standing, being here? What do you mean? Who stand up? I stand up, it means it's too late, already conceptual world. So floor, let me stand up, it's already concept, conceptual world. The universe, let me stand up, it is still conceptual world. So who let me stand up? I don't know. Even though I don't know, I stand up right here. So that is very difficult to say. I don't know, but here is a standing. Here is a reality that I stand up. So in the very inception of being here and now, in other words, very inception of the birth, is completely out of questions. But within that, in that realm of the world, you creating your life. Concentrate. That's why everyone has a great capability to create a world, life. So everyone has great capability to create human world, whichever to go, bad, good, whichever. But if you realize that realm of the world, one word, so-called partition I mentioned, I think you cannot create unwholesome world because it is very pure, and because you can see the all sentient beings living in peace and harmony, this is one word partitions, in the realm of the partitions. So you cannot do something wrong, hurting, you cannot hurt anybody's. So very naturally, you create a peaceful world. That is so-called creativity of life with all sentient beings. That is first, we have to believe ourselves, which we are exactly present right in the midst of this way. Okay? But next, in the process of reaching this one world, so-called belief, faith, okay? Dogen Zenji mentions there are two processes. One is cut off the root of discriminating thinking. Okay. Second, body and mind dropping off. Okay. This is our practice. This is the practice in order to. This is one of the processes. Okay, to reach. That belief, one word, you are present right in the midst of the way, without any delusions, confusions, perverted views, mistake, anyway. How can we reach there? That is, first, we have to cut off the root of discriminating thinking, okay? I mentioned discriminating, root of a discriminating thinking is very minute vibration of the mind. Okay, this is called root. Okay? Root of the discriminating mind. We are always discriminating. Okay, do you understand? Even though I am talking about this one with wholeheartedness, still I am discriminating. Hey, Karagi, right in the middle of talking, I am talking to myself simultaneously. I'm talking to you. So, hey, Karagi, you are pretty good. But at that time, very minute vibration of the mind. Or if you dance at the stage, you are completely devote yourself into dance. But still, your mind, very minute vibration of the mind, is poking into that perfect state of the dancing. And then thinking, evaluating, discriminating. Do you understand what I mean? This is called root, okay? Root of discriminating mind. So how can we reach that there, the oneness, the so-called faith, Buddhist faith, okay? Means, cut off that root, means, please, shut up. Just do it. That's it. Don't you think so? Please shut up. Keep your mouth shut. Do it. That's all we have to do. For instance, I mentioned maybe before, a gentleman in Japan asking a Zen master who this gentleman was interested in running a business. So he asked him, the Zen master, I have a big problem, so please help me. So the Zen master said, what's that? And then he said, I am very interested in running a business, or whatever kind of business, it's all right. But he was interested in running a business, and the teacher says, oh, that's interesting, well, please do it. But the gentleman says, I don't have any money. And then the Zen master says, if you don't have money, how can you run a business? You cannot run a business, so stop and forget it. You know, stop running the business. Stop thinking of running the business. He says, that is my problem. Okay? Because that's why I want to run a business. Do you understand? And then Zen Master says, how can I help you? That's your business, not my business. Do you understand? Do you? Is that very clear for you? That is cut off the root of discriminating mind. Not ignoring discriminating mind. We are always doing like this. I want to do that thing, but I don't want to have a pain, physical pain, sir. And I don't want to sleep in the bed and, until 10 o'clock. So I want to do that then, you know. I want to deepen my life. It's, I want to be happy. But I don't want to do that then, getting up in the morning. That is your problem. How can I help you? I don't know. That's your business. Do you understand? That's all you have to do is, if you want to reach target at the stage, all you can do it. Please keep your mouth shut. Just do it. That's all you can do. Alright? But the students always depending on the teaching, please help me, help me. Oh, yes, I can help you, but you should know that there is a something there in the realm of vibrating your mind very minutely. At that time, there is nothing to do for me. So all you have to do is you just be in the Tathagata's realm stage. That's it. Ha! Cut off root of the discriminating mind. You want to keep smoking? Yes, you want. But it's not good for you. So constantly the cigarette says it's very hard. It's not good for your health. The cigarette says, in the case, cigarette case says. So I don't want to keep, but I can't stop it, you know. So this is my problem. Please help me. How can I help? That is always we do. Do you understand? So, this is the best way, very simple, and you have to do it, you know. I can help, and also ancestors and Buddhas can help, but this is always, the ancestors and Buddhas always back up, you know, always are behind you, encouraging you, okay. But finally, what you have to do is, to do by yourself. So this is the first point you have to, first point to reach that faith. Okay? Faith. Believing in yourself right in the midst of, you know, the way, which is completely peaceful, harmonious. With all sentient beings, you should trust in you like this and believe in the you like this. How? This is a practice. First, how can we do it? How can we reach there? So that is the practice first cut off, the illusion, the root of discriminating mind. And then, very naturally, secondly, the Dogen Zenji mentions body and mind dropping off. Okay. So very naturally, this is called total realization. If you cut off root of discriminating mind, put yourself right there, and then you can see the whole situation of the Twin City if you are on the top of a IDS tower. You know? But we always have a problem. I want to see, you know, state of whole situation of, you know, Twin City area, but I don't want to go, you know. But I want to see, but I don't want to go. So how can I help? Nothing. So all you have to do is go. That's it. So that is, if you put your body right there, and then you can drop off. You can drop off your body and mind. Drop off. You can be free from, discriminating, root of a discriminating mind means you can be exactly one with the very minute vibration of the mind. And then, no concept of the minute vibration of the mind. So constantly you put there, you put your body and mind right in the middle of very minute vibration of the mind. Yeah, this is a practice. This is a very important practice. Okay? Constantly, you have to put there. Put your body there, put your body there, next moment, again and again. Okay? But, anyway, Dogen Zenji was very compassionate, very kind. If you read the record of a thing heard in the Gakudo Yojinshu, he mentioned like this. Okay, you cut off a delusion, cut off the root of the discriminating mind right here, right now, day by day. This is the important process to reach that, you know, Buddhist faith. But Dogen Zenji mentioned, okay, still it's pretty hard. It's very hard. So very naturally, you can see yourself that, you are tempted by what we are fearing. Even though we know how important practice is, what kind of practice is important for me, for you, all of you, but it's very difficult. So, Dogen Zenji mentions, or ancestors, Buddhists mentions, please forsake your body and mind. Plunging into Buddhist world means plunging into that just one word, the very first moment of being present right now, right here, which is very pure and clean, beyond good or bad, right or wrong. We have to practice. That is called forsake your body and mind. But still, the worldly affairs attempt your appetite. So it's very difficult. From now on, I mentioned I give you the spirit of Dogen's compassionate through this, the record of a thing heard. Okay? I don't want to translate, I don't want to read, but this is the first one Dogen Zenji mentions. You have to. Anyway, constantly forsake yourself, give yourself to that one first very moment, which is pure and clean, but it's very difficult, because if you live in the worldly affairs, you are immediately tempted by many circumstances, conditions. And then very naturally people say, I don't have any the way seeking mind. I don't want to have aspiration. I want to have aspiration, but it's very difficult to keep it. So we say, I don't want to practice. Because Dogen Zenji, your ancestors, mentions first you need the way seeking mind, bodhicitta. But what you can see is yourself who is constantly tempted by the worldly affair. So very naturally you lose the spirit of the bodhicitta. You give up. But Dogen Zenji mentions like this, even though you don't have body-mind, please be willing to do. Please be willing to, you know, follow that teaching, follow the practice, okay? To be the follower. Because nothing is impossible to a willing heart. So please do it. Even though you don't have a body mind, you believe that. Yeah, if you look at serious yourself, I don't have a body mind. We don't know what the body mind is. But even though you don't, but practically, please take the initiative, okay? To do practice, to practice with a willing, heart, okay? Concentrate. And then, naturally, you will come to deepen your life. Why we have to do it? Then the Dogen Zenji mentions, in the ancient time, there were many, many ancestors, Buddhas, who tried to practice, okay? Beyond the feeling of cold and heat under the various conditions, okay? Without being tossed away by cold and heat, etc. Anyway, be patient. They were very patient and continue practice. Ancestors, Buddhas are not strong person, brave person. So, but nevertheless, ancestors, Buddhas have been practicing for long. With the willing the heart, so that's why they reach the Buddha's way. So please look at ancestors and Buddhas in ancient time. This is encouragement for us. Don't look at yourself only, but look at yourself in terms of ancestors and Buddhas. How they did, how they continue to practice. Why they did in that way? Because they believe, they realized their body and minds are nothing but dumb container, which is an excellent being, which has great capability to deserve to practice Buddha way. So please do not believe that you are, what would you say, despicable. Don't put yourself down anyway, okay? Because you are a great Dhamma container. Your body and mind is great Dhamma container. Don't discourage. And then Dogen Zenji encourage us like this, then probably we could have the bodhicitta, the way seeking mind. Let's do it. Let's start to practice Zazen and listen to Buddha's teaching. Let's start. But the more seriously you start to practice, 4 or 5 years, 10 years, the more you can see no hit among the 100 attempts to hit the bullseye. Is that clear? It's very difficult. So, in other words, in the beginning of the getting into the Buddha's way, everyone enjoy very much because you can see the new world and you can see yourself who has been really transformed every day. So do I. So did I in the beginning. But when you get into the middle of the world, of middle of the Buddha's world, we don't know what's going on there. Finally, we are very confused. Confused with yourself, and simultaneously you are confused with friends and society because you can't exactly get the peaceful communication with the peoples and the societies. It is very natural, okay? Because the world in the Buddhist world or world of the universe is very vast. So if you are being in the present, in the middle of the world, it's very difficult to know what's going on, how your practice is making progress. You don't know how much your practice is making progress. No. So it's very confused. So very naturally, you can see no hit. No hit among the 100,000 attempts to hit the bullseye. Nothing. So most of people are completely discouraged. Then the Dogen Zen says, but don't be discouraged. By realizing no hit among the 100 attempts to hit the bullseye, but please please do not don't be discouraged, okay? Don't be discouraged, and continue to be a follower of the Buddha's way by virtue of turning a willing ear to Buddha's teaching, ancestors' teaching, and giving a willing hand to teachers and ancestors and Buddha, and continue to practice like this. He said, Wakuju Chisuki means following the teacher, following a great teacher, following the ancestors, following the Buddhas, okay? And following Wakuju Kyokan means following the scriptures, Buddha's teaching. So don't be discouraged. Please continue practice by virtue of turning the ears to listen to Buddha's teaching and giving your willing hands to great teachers, ancestors, and Buddhas. Okay. This is called, continually you do like this. Okay. This is called to learn the backward step. That turn your light inwardly to illuminate yourself, okay? Which is called reflection. This is a reflection. To learn the backward step that turns your light inwardly to illuminate yourself means to turn the backward. Learn the backward step means let's return to that very inception of the moment. Okay? Very inception of the time and space. Very inception of Gesho, anyway, Zazen. In other words, just put yourself right in the midst of the inception of doing Zazen. Okay? Gesho, standing, etc. Means let's go back to original moment, the first moment. Again and again. Again and again. And then, if you do it, even for a moment, it turns your light inwardly to illuminate yourself. Very natural, you create wholesome world, peaceful, harmonious world, naturally, even though you don't see it. This is, naturally, it's going. So that's why if you continue to do it, naturally you will come to enhance or to deepen your life naturally. Even though you don't know how much your practice is progressing, okay, or not, it doesn't matter. Sometimes you can see how much, sometimes you cannot see. Most of the time, you don't see how much your practice is making progress. No. But all you have to do is constantly go back to that source of being, existence. Anyway, let's go back every day. And then, that is called backward step. Not withdraw. Anyway, let's go. That is called backward step. That is called reflection. Okay? Reflection. That's why this reflection begets suffering. Really suffering. But that suffering is completely beyond your intellectual understanding. Before, your intellect is suffering there. Because everyone has to go back to there. Consciously or unconsciously, the root of your being is coming from that realm. So very naturally, everyone always go back to there, consciously or unconsciously. But most of people don't realize it. Even though they are standing there, they don't realize it. But they are very interested in the world after second moment. Second thought, third thought, that is so-called samsaric world. Okay? That's where problem is going on and on. There is no peace. The more they try to get the peace, the more they create, beget, you know, not peace. In order to get the peace, that is a samsara. That's why if you want to be peaceful, please go back to the source of the first moment of the peace you have thought. Let's go back. This is a backward step. Okay? Backward step is not the escaping from. Anyway, let's go back. That first moment of peace you have thought. In other words, cutting off the root of discriminating mind. Anyway, be peace right now, with your whole body and mind. And that is, immediately you create peace, peaceful world. But it is events which occurs just in a moment. So you don't see it. So that's why, very naturally, according to your intellectual sense, you can see the no hit among, 100,000 attempts. to try to hit the bullseye, nothing. That's why we need encouragement. Please, for like this, Dogen mentions. And that is called reflection, and also Dogen mentions that is in this book, how can I say, the number 6. Page 53, the second paragraph from the bottom, the Buddha Shakyamuni said, turning the sound perceiving stream of the mind, forsake knowing and being known. This is a cutting off root of discriminating mind, so-called reflection, okay? Reflection. Learn backward step and turn your right inwardly to illuminate yourself. How do you do this? This is Avalokiteshvara turns the sound perceiving. Avalokiteshvara is to a bodhisattva who listens to the sound of perfect observation closely the world, observation of the world, okay? By means of observing very closely what human world, what human beings are, then he can listen to the kind of sound, very deep sound. Okay? In other words, very minute vibration of the world and of the human beings. Okay? Very deep. That is called suffering. Okay? Suffering is completely beyond your consciousness. It's there. Because constantly we are returned to the source, even though you don't know. So very natural people are struggling for their life. Why do they struggle for their life? Because they want to get the something very deep beyond consciousness or unconsciousness. That is, they try to get that first moment of being present right now, right here. Where two worlds make one. Intellect, spiritual world. This is a dispartition, okay? So constantly there. Constantly we want to get it. But this is a so-called reflection. Okay? Whatever we do, always we reflect upon ourselves. Are you sure? Are you sure? You are happy. Yes, you are happy. But are you sure? So constantly, you ask yourself. And then try to get something what makes make it possible for your happiness to be. Still you want. Because this is a try to come back to the thoughts, naturally. This is a suffering, so-called. So suffering comes from your intellectual or your six senses? No, completely beyond. That's why noble truth, okay? Suffering is noble truth. So suffering is pretty deep. So Avalokiteshvara, listen to that sound, okay? If you listen to the sound immediately, you are caught by the sound, okay? What you can hear and also the sound, okay? Known by, okay? Human beings, Avalokiteshvara, so already subject to object, okay? So we are already they washed away by the stream, by the sound perceiving stream of mind means the six senses world, okay, created by the six sense organs. Okay. We can hear, immediately we create six senses world. Okay. That is samsara. Okay. Then, naturally, most of us are completely washed away by this six senses world. Whatever you listen to or whatever you know, good or bad, wholesome, unwholesome, whatever, we always carry it away. We always discriminating. So very naturally, Avalokiteshvara listen, and but simultaneously, Avalokiteshvara is free from knowing, and that is known. Subject object, free from subject object, means Avalokiteshvara constantly stand up in the source of first source, very source basis of the being, which is silent and stable, from where all sentient, the life of all sentient beings blooms. Okay? So Avalokiteshvara constantly go back to that space, that world, that point. And then he can help. He or she can help all sentient beings. So that is called Avalokiteshvara turns the sound perceiving stream of the mind, forsake knowing and being known. According to Dogen's message, I think you have to cut off the root of discriminating mind. Shall I do Zazen forever in order to deepen your life, in order to make your life happy? Yes, see, you should do it. Okay. But you don't want to have the pain, and physical pain, and getting up, you don't want to get up early in the morning, etc. So, well, if you don't want, please, don't do that. Okay. But still you want. If you want, please come. But you don't want. So always back and forth, back and forth. How can I help? So all you have to do is, you have to forsake. You have to forsake knowing and being known. Shall I or not shall I? You just be. At that time, you are really great person, so-called Avalokiteshvara, Bodhisattvas, who can have really a willing ear to listen to the sound of the world, sound of you. And then you can help. This is a compassion. Okay? So, this is a Buddhist faith in terms the this is the point of the practice in terms of Buddhist faith, okay? So constantly, first of all, you are great container. Anyway, trust in this. You are great container. Beyond good or bad, right or wrong. Anyway, don't Don't put your chair down. Despise. Don't despise yourself, okay? Anyway, encourage yourself constantly. Okay? And do it. That's why Dogen Zenk says practice is just like walking in the mist. It's a really good example. Walking in the mist constantly. And then, before you conscious of it, your dress get wet. This is our practice. Otherwise, you cannot continue to practice. No. It's very difficult to build up peaceful world. But if you practice it exactly just like walking in the mist, before you are conscious of it, your dress gets wet. If you practice like this, you really create peaceful life. And help, you can help all sentient beings. Okay, do you have a question? So, I think usually you can see the person who really want to religious practice. Always judging people's and criticize the people's in an intellectual sense, always. If you, for instance, if somebody make a mistake, you a bad boy. You don't do it in that way, you know, because you exactly eliminate a great capability of human beings as a Dharma container. You cannot do it. Or whoever or whatever people make a mistake, etc. Anyway, basically, you have to really respect person. Beings, etc. They encourage them to stand up straight again. But we don't do it, usually. That's why Dogen Zenji mentions basic attitude is this. But nevertheless, you cannot follow the exactly, it's very difficult. That's why you need the compassion, wisdom, encouragement, just practicing together itself. Okay? You read this the record of a thing heard. In Shobo Gendo, he is very strict in a sense, but on the other hand, this record of things heard try to get encourage us to practice, to follow the Buddha's way continually, with really deep compassion. So I'm talking the precepts and the lay ordination and every Saturday, but not this time. But maybe from next Saturday, I will continue to talk about. Same apply to the precepts. Okay. Buddhist precept is has a pretty deep meaning. To break the precept is, of course, to break the precept, but it doesn't mean. It doesn't mean that breaking a precept completely destroys the human life. I don't mean this. Do you understand this one? But most people say, if you break the precept, you are out of question. That is really cold, don't you think? So no compassion. In a sense, strictly speaking, it's pretty good, you know, because it's very serious. You know, very strict. You love so much the practice strictly, but on the other end, you don't like a strict. So you must be strict, but on the other hand, you must be very compassionate. So strict practice must be backed by compassion. Compassion and kind, generosity, you know. And then you can really keep going and living in peace. But otherwise, it's very difficult to understand what the precepts are, what human beings are, why we have to follow the precepts, why we have to believe triple treasures, and why we have to make our dependence, etc. It's very difficult. So in the general Buddhism, always first the Buddhism show us very basic, you know, the principle. Okay, you have to stand up there and you have to practice there. On the other hand, this is universal. Okay, and on the other hand, Buddhism show us look at your everyday life. Okay, are you all right? Can't you follow this way? Are you standing up in this principle given by principle or disciplines given by the Buddhas and ancestors? Are you standing there? Look at your everyday life. And then if you see the everyday life, completely your life is far from this principle and disciplines, etc. And then most people give up. But this is not compassionate toward human life. Because it is not reason why you have to. Your practice, your real practice, your real life should be dispensed with. No. So you have to continue. Anyway, go back to, you have to stand up constantly in the basis of the teaching. Anyway, that is learn backward step, constantly. Go back. And then take care of your everydayness with compassion, encouragement, generosity. That's why there are six parameters.